You're listening to SBS News.
The top-ranked FIFA women's football team, the United States, has won a landmark equal pay deal after a six-year legal battle. The deal has been praised as a step towards closing the gender pay gap. As part of the deal, the US Soccer Federation has agreed to pay an equal rate between the men's and women's national senior teams in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. US Soccer Federation President Cindy Parlow says the settlement is a win for women's rights.
Yeah, you know, the settlement is a win for everyone. It's a win for US soccer. It's a win for the players. It's a win for women's sports. It's a win for women in general. It was time to move past this contentious litigation and move forward in our relationship. You know, I'll be the first to admit that the Federation's made mistakes in the past. And, you know, as a former player, I understand where the players were coming from. And I'm really proud of the work we're doing together on equal pay and what we'll continue to do moving forward. And there's still a lot of work to do to repair the relationship between the Federation and the players. But this is a great accomplishment. And I'm excited about the future and working together with them.
But it was a long road to get here. The litigation process between the team and the Federation was drawn out and attracted sexist criticism towards the players. Despite winning the last two World Cups, some sponsors and fans were turned off. But supporters of the US women's team and their fight for equal pay remain loyal, including high-profile figures such as Hillary Clinton.
We cheered when they won the World Cup, and we cheered when they won the Olympic gold medal. And we noticed that our men's team hasn't yet done that. Yet somehow, the men are making hundreds of thousands of dollars more than the women. Now, you know the phrase, equal pay for equal work. Well, in America, we believe in equal pay for equal play, too.
Forward Megan Rapinoe says that she's excited to move forward.
It's a Herculean task to win a World Cup, certainly in the fashion we did with all that we were fighting for off the field. And this felt just as Herculean or probably bigger in so many ways. So I'm excited about moving forward. I'm excited about this groundswell that we're going to have.
US Soccer has also agreed to a $33.2 million payout to the team and a $2 million retirement fund divided amongst the squad. Whilst the outcome was an unexpected win, considering a US judge dismissed the players' claims in 2020, the fight for equality continues as FIFA World Cup bonuses remain significantly higher for men. US Soccer is now pursuing a single collective bargaining agreement to distribute bonuses equally amongst both teams. US President Joe Biden, who previously threatened to pull Federation funding over the gender pay gap, called the outcome a long overdue victory in the fight for equal pay. Mr. Biden says that he was proud of the women's national team for never giving up and called for all industries to follow suit and close the pay gap. The USA joins Australia, Norway, the Netherlands, and Brazil in closing gender pay gaps. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.